This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right.
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Dylan, Eric, Jacob, Cindy, and Allie. All right, let's do the guys first here. Dylan, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well. Tell me about yourself, Dylan.
23, I'm married, and I don't really have any toys. My wife has a vibrator, but that's it.
23. Sound very happy you got married, Dylan.
Yeah, you know, I got married in October, and she's my best friend. That's all I can say.
Well, it's only January, so.
Yeah.
By the way, you got married during COVID. What the hell, man? Is she pregnant?
No, she's not pregnant. We got engaged before COVID, and we had already put deposits on everything. Like a year ahead of time, and we're just like, screw it, we're gonna do it anyways.
Yeah, what do you care? As long as you're in love, you spread that disease.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dylan, you stay there. You're gonna play. Hopefully, it'll be something fun for you.
All right.
Stay there. Eric's on. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, man. Tell us your story.
I am 33 years old. I am currently dating. And I've experimented with a few toys in my past.
Whew, I wonder what you were going to say.
Not so much for myself, but more for my lady friend.
Sure, sure. Now, were you married before?
I have been married.
How long did it last?
5 years.
Hmm. Dylan, you paying attention?
Trying to.
Okay. What happened with the marriage, Eric?
Oh, just over time, just grew apart, just multiple different things.
You left her.
She left me.
Really? You feel okay with that, though? Are you happy with it?
I'm much happier now, so
good man.
Yes, I'm thrilled.
Good man. All right. Dylan, this is not going to happen to you. You're going to be fine. Eric, I'm glad that you are single and dating, and now we got to meet Jacob. Jacob, what's your story?
Hi, Johnny. I'm Jacob. 30, single, and I have a few rings at home.
Mm-hmm. How many C-rings does one need?
Well, they came in a pack of three.
Oh, so. Yeah. They do? Yeah. Do they break? Do you wear them out? Like, what happens to them?
Well, they're different sizes.
Gotcha. I have not owned one as of yet. I'm not saying I won't. I just don't know much about them. But Jacob, Eric, Dylan, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid. In case all three of you overbid, the closest one takes it home.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the Pussy Power Threesome Stroker from Nash Toys.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Excuse me?
Fellas, the Pussy Power Threesome is a super stroker that allows you to have two girls at the same time. With three uniquely ribbed suction tunnels. Super stretchy,
totally waterproof,
realistic feel,
and three hungry holes.
Yeah, the stroker's got three hungry holes.
Ooh.
Yeah, coochie, coochie, but just one butthole.
I don't know why there's only one butthole.
You got two stacked coochies, one butthole.
Feels like they're cutting corners over at Nastor.
I don't think it's asking too much when you give me this turducken-looking stroker.
To give me an equal number of buttholes.
They said this would happen during a Biden presidency.
The liberals are coming to take our butthole.
Stop the steal!
You get two coochies, but you
it's the Pussy Power Threesome Stroker from Nastoys.
And it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
There's so much going on in that picture, man. I'm looking at. So, I gotta open this up.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll open it. It's okay, guys. I'm not gonna do anything bad to it. I gotta see it.
He's less tainted than tea.
Yeah, don't. Okay. See, it takes a minute to figure out what it is, but it's if one girl was laying on the other girl's stomach, and mm-hmm. then one girl was kind of, so one girl would be kind of doggy style, and the other one's laying underneath her. So that's the three way thing,
mm-hmm.
and you can be like, elevator's going up, elevator's going down.
I got it.
Yeah, it's oh my! I got to tell you, Dylan, your new wife is going to freak out if she finds this in the goddamn like,
it's just, there's no it's explaining like, that, and turducken's not bad for
unless she is,
either.
Like, really deep in the weird, like, this is going to be one of those things you're all going to have to hide in the trunk of the car. So
it's little leg. Look at the little leg.
Yeah, no, it's super weird.
It's fantastic, though. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, no, it's like a magic little soft sculpture. All right.
It's ours.
All right. Dylan, at 23, married for 3 months to your best friend. How much would you pay for such an item?
I'd go $129.99.
Dylan says $129.99. Eric?
$99.99.
And finally, Jacob.
I was going to go $79.99.
The actual manufacturer suggested retail price is
$56.99.
Ooh, Jacob, now you got something to use that C-ring with.
All right.
There you go. Do you live by yourself, Jacob?
Yes, I do.
That's a good thing, Jacob. You're going to want to make a special provision that if anything were to happen to you, you want this taken away before your parents find it.
Oh, no, I'm going to have that delivered to somebody.
Even better.
Listen, it's three hungry holes, it says, and each one is uniquely ribbed. So good times. All right.
I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry about that, Eric. I don't have anything sexual for you, but hey, who wants to go to the boat show?
I'll go.
All right.
And, I'll go.
Dylan, you want to go? Or Dylan, you take your new bride out to Jazz, the Louisiana Kitchen. I got a $50 gift card.
I'll go to Jazz.
Is that you, Dylan?
Yeah.
All right, then. Don't tell you're using a gift card. Make it look like you're a big spender.
All right.
Stay right there. All right. Eric, tell me something. You think it's going to work out for old Dylan?
We'll see.
He'll see. Love happens, fellas. You've been married a long time, right, Nick?
Yes.
Yes, and you've been married a long time.
Yep.
Of course, she's insane and can't leave. She's afraid to drive a car or walk outside of the house.
She walks outside the house.
Oh, what's the movie I saw the other day? It was an Adam Sandler, or not Adam Sandler, it was a Rob Schneider movie. And they were he taught the little kids to play baseball. But he has his buddy, the one person's... he lives in the closet. I always think about your wife.
Oh, my God.
And every time, the sun.
Bench warmers.
Was it bench warmers?
Yeah, it's bench warmers.
It's bench warmers. Fun. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's real pale and he's scared of the sun that's coming to kill him. Yeah.
That is not happening.
Oh, man. All right. You stay there. Hold on. Get everybody hooked up with super gifts. I've got to get to these three ladies. And we're going to start with Amanda.
Hey, Johnny. My name is Amanda. I'm 38. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and I have a toy box at home. I have bullets, whips, dildos. I've got creams for him, creams for me.
Really? So the whip thing, do you hit him or he hits you?
He hits me.
Wow. And that's, I got no problem with it, but I mean, you say a whip, like, is it hard?
Just a little tap to get you that little sting.
Is that right? And so that is truly, like, to you, that really gets you there.
Absolutely.
Look at that. And how old are you?
I am 38.
What age were you when you figured out you liked a good spanking?
Actually, when I got with him, I was in a relationship for 11 years. It was bad. I moved out when he was at work and hooked up with an old flame from when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
What a girl.
By the way, the correct answer when someone asked you, how old were you when you found out you really like spanking is 7.
You know.
Yeah. All right. Stay there. You're going to play Miss Amanda. I got to get Allie on. Allie.
Hey, guys. My name's Allie. I'm 32. I've been married for 11 years. I have a couple of vibrators and a couple of butt plugs.
You sound bored to tears with your own sex toys.
I just got off a 12-hour shift, so I'm, like, tired.
I don't even have the energy to put my butt plug in. But I'm bored with it anyway. It's a boring old butt plug.
Exactly.
And just, you're looking for something new.
Yes.
And, all right, Allie, well, you're going to play. Stay there. I'm going to see if we can help you. Cindy, hi. Do you have butt plugs? What do you got?
Yes, I do. I'm Cindy. I am 42. I'm engaged to be married. It's going to be my second marriage, and it's much more exciting than my first.
Right.
And, yeah, butt plugs, C-rings, magic wands, vibrators. We got all the action going on.
Do you ever get hit with a whip?
I have witnessed that, but I don't like that kind of pain, no.
No, that's fine, but where did you witness it?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Well, hold on. We'll just don't cuss.
BDSM parties.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, of course you can say that. You can say bondage parties. Yeah. Drop like the F word on me or something. But, you know. Yeah. She's like at an F party. But but you go to these BDSM things. Which one of you is into that? I guess he is.
Me.
You like to watch it?
Yes.
And that, now do you do that to him?
No, he is very vanilla.
You sound happy.
No, he's the best guy. I love him to death, but I have a different way of some things, and he has different ways. But it's okay.
So how do you find your happiness then? Like, I'm just saying, sexually. Like, how do you get your release if he's not down with it?
Oh no, he's totally amazing at that. It's all cool, Johnny. It's all cool.
All right. Someone's backpedaling. That's going to earn you a smacking. All right. Amanda, Allie, Miss Cindy, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price. Not going over, will receive the item up for bid.
Lady.
Our item up for bid today is the Red Rose Large Anal Plug from Booty Sparks.
If your sex life isn't quite enough, maybe it's time to try butt stuff. That means putting stuff in your butt.
I know. Do butt stuff tonight.
But I don't want to do butt stuff tonight.
Ow! You go home tonight, and you dress up real slutty, and you do butt stuff with your boyfriend.
Ladies, it's time to beautify your booty with the Red Rose Butt Plug. Comfortably weighted, it's made of nickel-free aluminum alloy, making it great for temperature play. And it's decorated with a lovely rose.
I believe famed Scottish poet Robert Burns said it best when he said,
"Oh, my love is like a red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody that's sweetly played it too. This rose is like a poem that speaks deeply to my soul.
And it decorates this metal object that you're about to put in your butthole."
Okay, maybe he didn't write that part. Guess what this sound is? That's Robert Burns spitting in his grave.
I mean, really brutally weird stuff. Butt stuff.
Make your booty blue with the Red Rose Anal Plug from Booty Sparks.
And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
This is quite the romantic. Do you accept my rose?
I've watched The Bachelor, if that's how this went down.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here's my one thing. Yes, I understand it's a rose on the end of a butt plug. It also looks like a power lifter gone bad.
It also looks like a stamp. Like a seal stamp.
But have you ever seen those videos where you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're saying. Oh, yeah.
That's like New Year's Eve party favor.
If seal is playing, well, that's inserted.
What is the proper way? Is it like hold it like a syringe? No. Is it all at one time? Do I hold the rose in my teeth?
Yes.
Do I throw it like a dart?
Like a dart.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it's very nice, ladies, and that's heirloom quality. So, Amanda, do you like things in your bum?
You know, I do. First time I'll give my boyfriend a rose this Valentine's Day.
What would you bid for such an item, Amanda?
$59.99. Yes, sir.
$59.99.
Miss Allie.
I'm gonna go with like $29.99.
You also like the butt stuff, Allie.
Yeah, sometimes. Not always, but sometimes.
She's a goer. You're both good. What about you, Cindy? You like the butt stuff?
I do. And actually, my fiance, he's the one that introduced me, and he done very well, and I love it.
Well, what would you bid for such an item then?
I guess $34.99.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price
$33.99.
Oh, it's Allie.
Oh, Allie. Right in your bum, Allie.
Great.
Allie, she's not that big a fan of that. Did you want to, what have I got? I'll tell you what, if you want to give it to the next closest lady, which would have been Cindy, I'll hook you up with a $50 gift card to Jazz.
Sweet. Let Cindy enjoy that heirloom quality plug.
She handing down for generations.
You know what? I like a girl who knows. I like a girl who knows what she wants. Allie, that's all good. You hold on. Sweet. You get the gift card. And you, my friend Cindy, right in the bum.
That's awesome. Thank you, Allie.
All right. Stay there. And Amanda, want to go to the boat show?
Hell yeah.
All right. I know it's a completely random gift, but that's what I got to give you.
Happens after the boat show will be just fine.
That's right. That's right. You know what? Go get weird in one of those really expensive boats in the bottom of it.
There you go.
Man, just go in there and lock the door and let them wonder. If the boats are rocking, don't bother knocking.
Right. There you go. I might put a down payment on it.
All right. Stay there. Those are my three favorite girls we've had in a long time, by the way. They all seem very fun.
Very fun.
All right. They're also brought to you by Moonlight Adult Boutique, our dear friends. And if you're in Kansas City, Missouri, on 40 Highway or Truman Road, State Avenue in KCK. And if you need something in your butt in Topeka, Topeka Boulevard, it is Moonlight Adult Boutique.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubble is what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With four locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.